Dr. Gordon Schultz.
And where, what state are you from?
Kansas.
Kansas.
Best state in the United States.
What's your relationship with the U.S. Embassy in Washington, Lao Embassy here?
Oh, well, just friends. You know, I've been coming for a number of years. I was very good friends with your former ambassador, Tsang, and then have become friends with Mai and his wife. But Tsang and Madame Somdi were really great friends of mine and my wife and my family.
So you mentioned that you went to Laos many times. Was that business?
It was, but I've been all over Asia. Yeah, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, of course China. A friend of mine has now been appointed as U.S. Ambassador to China, Governor Terry Branstad. He's the longest-serving governor in the history of the United States, from Iowa.
I understand that you are... possibility that you will be a future ambassador, U.S. ambassador to Laos.
Well, you know, you never know. You never know. We'll see what my karma is. I love Laos. I love the Lao people. We have many Lao people in our community, hardworking, very intelligent, work in aircraft and these kinds of things. Very good.
You say from Kansas, right?
From Kansas, yes, yeah, okay. In Kansas. Very.
So you have any contact with the Lao American community there?
Very much, yes. Very much. Yeah, Tsang came many times. Tsang was in my home. I came here for meetings with Tsang, and now with Mai. Ambassador Mai is becoming a good friend. I appreciate him very much and his concern about the unexploded bombs in Laos. That must be fixed, must be taken care of.
That will be a long one. Long.
Well, maybe, but we'll see. You know, President Trump likes to do things quick, and he has a good heart. And I think that you'll be surprised how good he'll be for Lao. He'll be good for Lao.
You speak Lao?
Oh, just a little bit.
Would you say the word that you can?
Well, what I say, oh, sabai di and kap chai, lai lai. You know, like this, you know.
That's it?
That's about it.
That's good enough. Sir.
You know, but, you know, most of your people in Lao now, they speak a lot of English.
Yes, yes.
You know, but I'd like to learn Lao, of course.